This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My name is Sean Pendergast. To my right is Rich Lord. What's happening, Rich?
Happy Rich, Sean. We're, 19 games in, and my Sweet 16 is still unscathed.
Yeah, that's the key. You asked me before we went on the air how my bracket's doing, and I'll be honest with you. There was a time where I would track game by game. There was a time where I would have answered you, oh, I'm 14-2 or whatever it is after day one. I've learned through the years that the way most brackets work, if the scoring is a conventional type of bracket where the games get more and more important point-wise as we go along, the main thing is just to make sure that your Sweet 16 is staying as alive as possible these first 2 days.
Yes.
That's the big thing. So I'm with you. I'm still unscathed in the Sweet 16. I've had a few little losses here and there, but there haven't been many upsets so far. There have not been many March Madness moments so far. Some performances,
no, you're
but
right.
Not moments.
Of course, 16 finals yesterday. Actually, so far, two today. So we're 18 games in with three in progress as we speak. And certainly the game we're keeping a closest eye on is the Texas Tech-Northern Kentucky game in progress. Actually, heading into crunch time in the second half as we speak.
Yeah, 49-38. The Red Raiders are leading. They're going to be going to the under 12 TV timeout pretty soon here. Texas Tech's controlled this game for the most part. Not a big surprise. It's a 3 versus a 14.
Jared Culver has dominated. Yeah. He's got almost half their points.
Yep. So we haven't had a moment yet, a buzzer beater or anything like that. I guess in terms of what interests people around here, Baylor got a nice win over Syracuse last night, closed the deal in that game, a game that was close to the waning minutes, and then Baylor went on a nice run in that game. So they'll move on to face Gonzaga in the next round. They'll try to slay the beast in the next round. I guess the thing that's got most people talking, Rich, after the first day, two things. One, the performance of Ja Morant of Murray State yesterday.
Absolutely.
Kid who's
put on a show.
Put on a show.
I mean, triple doubles in the dance are rare. I remember back in the day when Dwayne Wade got one at Marquette. And I think there was one last year as well.
Well, this
a few years ago.
This is the first one since 2006 in the 2006, NCAA tournament.
But there was one, yes. I forget who it was, though.
Yeah,
I heard
yeah,
the name.
But they're rare. It's tough to do.
They
it's only a, it's only
they
a 40-minute game. And
yeah.
So he's a kid who was already thought to be a lottery pick. Now with the performance last night, he's on a big stage. More people are seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's all kinds of people debating, hey, Zion or Ja? Zion or Ja? And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. The other big topic that has people talking really has nothing to do with anything that happened within a game, not a play or a call or anything like that. It's Tom Izzo getting into his freshman, one of the freshmen on his team, Aaron Henry, I believe.
Got in his grill, as the kids say.
Yeah, got in his grill. It's one of those things in 2019. The visual of it gets everybody talking. It was basically Izzo doing what he's done for the last 20 years.
It was perfectly made for social media, is what it was.
Yeah.
And it's all about the look, and we can talk about
it. Yeah, let's talk about it right now. And actually, Tom Izzo was asked about it after the game last night. Here's what Tom Izzo had to say about the tough love, the hard coaching that went on between Izzo and his freshman.
One and done time, you know. The my bads are out the window. If they're my bads because that team played better or that guy played better, if it's my bad because I decided to jog back instead of sprint back, then it is your bad and you're going to hear about it. So that's what it was. I get a kick out of you guys. Get after somebody because you're trying to hold them accountable. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but I'll tell you what, if I was the head of a newspaper and you didn't do your job, you'd be held accountable. That's the way it is.
All right, so that's Izzo basically saying this. You know, this is who I am. This is how I hold guys accountable. I don't know, Rich. What are your thoughts on it?
Was it a verbally threatening video? Yes. I mean, because the lunges are hard to defend. I mean, he went after him like he wanted to choke him.
Yeah.
But of utmost importance, he did not choke him.
Yeah.
He did not make anything other than incidental contact in his. Many, actually, because there were multiple tirades against this kid. So I think one of the other things he said, and I don't know if you've got it in the audio, but you know, he basically said it's one and done time.
That was at the beginning of the audio that we couldn't hear.
The my bads. Yeah. No, there are no my bads at this point. And he talked about how the kid, even though he's a freshman, has had the experience all season long of playing and getting a lot of minutes, and you know, should have known better. Actually, I don't have a problem with it. Accountability is a good thing. Accountability is something we don't see as often maybe as we should. And look, I realize that in a normal working environment, that kind of behavior would be unacceptable. Might even be grounds for firing.
Sure.
I get it. But this is different. This is yet another example of sports being different. And sometimes at sporting events, as uncomfortable as it may make some people feel, this kind of behavior is okay.
Well, and it's Tom Izzo. It's not like this is some first or second year coach that we haven't watched what his methodology is. We've watched Tom Izzo going all the way back to him winning a national championship with Mateen Cleaves back in 2000.
Yeah.
He's been doing this for a long, long time. He's been doing it very successfully. So all of these kids who sign up to go to Michigan State go in eyes wide open, knowing that this is the style of coaching that you're going to get. So you know what his management style is going in, Rich. So this whole thing with Aaron Henry last night, I'm sure it didn't come as a surprise to Aaron Henry. Now, Aaron Henry was kind of debating with the coach, and that's always something that's a little bit tricky when you've got a coach who's a Tasmanian devil like that and you're going back and forth. The thing that impressed me the most, I think, about the whole exchange, and you referred to multiple exchanges, there was the one with Henry coming off the floor, and then there was the one where after that they're sitting in a huddle and Izzo went back after him
that's
again.
Right.
Cassius Winston, who's one of the upperclassmen on that team, was kind of stepping in between the two, between Henry and Izzo each time. At one point calming Izzo down, at one point kind of explaining things to Henry. And I thought two things. That, to me, was the most intriguing part about it, was Cassius Winston's role in the whole thing, because he did it again in the huddle that you referred to, that second exchange that you referred to. I thought it showed Cassius Winston. It showed that Izzo nurtures a kind of leadership with his upperclassmen that allows him to do that. Cassius Winston kind of put his hands a little bit on Izzo to calm him down, and I started to think, man, if some player did that with Bobby Knight, can you imagine if a player put his hands on Bobby Knight trying to calm him down? That player would have been thrown into the first row. So I feel like this is almost, Rich, that everybody else is getting up in arms about it looking in, but my guess is this is a very normal thing for the Michigan State program.
And Sean, speaking of up in arms, I hadn't heard until this story today, because you see all the reaction on social media and you get a sampling of it, of B-Ball Breakdown, which apparently is a Twitter account, which wrote the following. I'll be happy when this type of coaching finally goes extinct as this generation of coaches retire and fade away. I don't know if Brandon's got the SAWFT soft thing, but that's how I feel right now. And I know this sounds silly, but man up and get over it, dude. Whoever you are at B-Ball Breakdown. Look, I was at the Atlantic 10 tournament last week, and Travis Ford, the former Kentucky guard, is the coach now at St. Louis.
Yep.
And they won that tournament. And I can tell you that he had some very vigorous exchanges with his players as they beat the pants off of us throughout that tournament. And we watched him through that tournament. He's a volatile guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think you would put him in the old guard necessarily of head coaches in college basketball these days, or the generation that he's referring to that Izzo is a part of. There's plenty of young guys with fire out there.
Yeah, of course there are.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Ford comes from the Patino tree. He played point guard for Rick Pitino
I was part of the tee him up chant in Brooklyn, because the dude kept running on the court acting like he was running the whole game. I hate that guy.
I just feel like, Rich, that it's the people who try to compare sports to a conventional workplace, I'm out on your take as soon as you're doing that. Your take, if that's your take, that this wouldn't stand up in our accounting firm or whatever, well, duh, no kidding, it wouldn't. This is a different ecosystem that they're operating in, and as long as Tom Izzo's not getting physical with the kid, as long as I don't think Tom Izzo is overstepping his bounds. We'll get Cecil Shorts' thoughts on it in the 3 o'clock hour when he's here. He's a son of a coach, so I'm anxious to hear what he has to say about it, But these guys know what they're signing up for when they go to play for Tom Izzo. This is how Tom Izzo has been for a long, long time. And I'm not that Twitter account that you just read from, Rich, I cringe when I hear that, because there are a lot of different management styles out there, and they're all effective, as long as you know who it is that's working for you, as long as you know that your people can respond to what it is that you're doing, and you need to adapt from time to time. If you bring someone into your organization, there needs to be awareness both ways. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. There needs to be awareness on the part of the player that I'm signing up to go for a coaching style like this. There needs to be awareness on the part of Izzo that I'm recruiting a player that responds to my type of coaching.
Yeah, and I noticed right away, first thing, just like you, the dynamic with the player.
Cassius Winston.
Being part of restraining Coach Izzo. I mean, that tells me more. That speaks to me about how tight they are and
yes.
how it's more of a family atmosphere. You know, almost like siblings or a mom and dad or somebody like that just saying, hey, you know, easy,
yeah.
easy.
I 100% agree. Absolutely. All right, we're live at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Come by and hang out with us, watch some basketball today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.